knelt down until he sat on his ankles and stared up into the glowing face, daring him to look back. But he wouldn't. He just sat there mumbling, either unaware of Kip being inches away or deliberately avoiding acknowledgement. "Well, as long as he's sitting here, I will too," Kip said, as he stood up and walked to the opposite bench and had a seat. "I'm going to have a thorough look around his head, then meet up with you guys for the next interrogation session. Are you up or someone else?" "Mike is. His psionics aren't that good, but he's got a personal stake in this. We've also got a couple of Icarid specialists to help out. I had my shift this morning. Greg will take the last of the day."
"You heading for a workout?"
"I was going to get you up to speed first."
"Go ahead. I'll find my own way from here."
"A bit of advice," Jason warned. "Don't do anything to tick them off, no matter what kind of memories you stumble across."
"That bad?"
"Sick is the word. I don't like digging through that crap, but we need intel. Don't let them see you get angry. They still think we're here to save them."
"Understood."
Jason walked off and left the two of them alone, still with no reaction from the Protovic as Kip began a memory search. The different mental structure took him a while to adjust to, but after that, it was no different from the memory searches he'd made of ADZ Protovic in years past. That familiarity let him dig deeply right off the bat, though without a language translation, a lot of the man's thoughts were a mucky mess. Some of the first memories he went to were of the sacrifices, wondering what this one thought about them. Kip saw him observing many from his place in the crowd, and the feelings that accompanied them turned the Archon's stomach. He was actually convinced that the horrific pain and agony of their deaths was a good thing, upping the Veliquish's standing in the Nash, and that the more resistance an individual gave, the more intense their destruction resulted in a greater reward. This Protovic actually relished in the agony and betrayal of those he witnessed being sacrificed, all the time knowing that it could happen to him at some point. Rather than see that as a problem, this one ignored it. He was one of the people benefiting from their demise, and it was almost a joke to him. The people he was seeing sacrificed had thought it would never happen to them, and now it was, with that horrific response all the more savory. He actually relished their screams and the scent of their incinerated blood and flesh. For what was a person had now been taken and consumed like fuel, and that visceral trade that he knew by nature was not supposed to happen, that was fundamentally wrong, would be compensated by a blessing in the Nash. A wrong had to be done in order to receive the counterbalance, and the more wrong they could heap on the sacrificial slaughter, the sweeter the recompense. Kip realized that the ones groomed from birth to be the purest of sacrifices were not told of their purpose, so that when it did come, the outrage and defiance would be intact, and they would go to their deaths in the utmost betrayal in order to fuel their position in the Nash with the greatest compensation. Jason was right in that Kip wanted to Vader choke this bastard right here and now, but the Archon steadied himself and forced his emotions within the barrier of his skin, not letting anything show on the outside, as he continued to dig into the man's memories until he could stomach no more and had to take a break. When he stood up, the Protovic finally opened his eyes and looked up at him, speaking to him in words that Kip could not understand. Channeling his anger into irony, Kip turned back and looked at him, smiling and speaking in the nicest of tones.
"Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You've killed far too many people, and now that we know where you and your Sith buddies live, prepare for your entire civilization to die."